Yeah, got a new show for y'all.
Philadelphia, you suck. Kansas City, baby Brady. Took it over. Light-skinned Brady. MVP.
Hey, so we're going to talk about.
What the hell are we talking about?
The Black National Anthem.
Well, spit it out. You take too long, man. Is it really the Black National Anthem? I thought it was the Negro National Anthem.
We don't go by Negroes anymore.
Well, at the time they wrote this song, they was calling us Negroes. Wow. So you need to get your facts straight. It's not the Black National Anthem. It's the Negro National Anthem.
No, see, Negro, that's
what they called us back in the day when he wrote this song's over 100 years old. All right? It's the Negro National Anthem.
Well, it's more progressive now.
What, black?
It's black.
Yeah. I prefer Negro.
Personally, I prefer colored.
Yeah, that sounds, it's got a nice ring to it. Hey, I heard you dating that colored boy down the street. Sounds so appealing to me. It's intriguing.
Hey, look here.
What? You dating a colored boy? Man, hey, you're lucky. He's colored.
Let me ask white people this. Why would a white person stand for the Black National Anthem?
Yeah. I mean, they had their reasons. I'm sure. It's probably stupid.
That's like me going to the Super Bowl. They sing the Black National Anthem. Now we have Dolly Parton singing the White National Anthem. Why would I stand for that?
Yeah, it's divisive. Even though she has a nice breast, I'm not standing for that.
It's remember that movie she was in? Remember that movie she was in? Big old fake lips on her face. You know those lips are fake too, right?
Hey, man, what you listening to me? I'm trying to have a conversation with you. You just shouting over me. I said, you remember that movie she was in? Best Whole House in Texas? Remember that movie?
That's a long time ago.
It was a damn good movie. Okay. What was you saying? You're just shouting a bunch of epithets. You're being an idiot. You're being a moron. Be more conservative. Use your brain.
I seen like on TikTok and Instagram, all these people say, look, this white person, this conservative, this Republican wouldn't stand for the Black National Anthem. It makes common sense not to stand up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even actually a national anthem.
Yeah,
let me say this. Why do you even call it a Black National? It's not even a national anthem.
Yeah.
The national anthem that the white boy sang.
Chris Stapleton?
Yeah.
He did a damn good job, by the way.
Right. Yeah, right. Amazing job. He's singing. That's a national anthem.
Yeah.
The lyrics. It's the national anthem. Y'all here singing about what?
Well,
it's not a national anthem.
Let me lay down the facts. Why this song was written. It's written over, what, 100 years ago? And it was written for first and second generation free black Americans. That's what the song was written.
Yeah, so why is that a national anthem? I want to hear the damn Japanese American anthem.
Man, come on, man. Get serious, man.
No, I'm serious.
You don't understand that.
Are you crazy?
Japanese is not English. It's Japanese. Japanese don't sound
crazy as hell for that one.
What do you mean I'm crazy as hell? You ain't going to understand it?
Japanese Americans speak English.
But that's not their native language.
Well, black, I never learned.
No, it's
black
not. Black people. I'm American. I was born here.
Well, that's the same thing with Japanese Americans.
No, it ain't.
What do you mean?
We was born here. Japanese Americans, they weren't born here. They migrated here. In my humble opinion.
What are you talking about?
Well, shut up and pay attention. My humble opinion.
I'm going to start this damn video.
We ain't starting shit over. We ain't starting the damn thing over. In my humble opinion, the only African Americans in this country is people who was born in Africa and they migrated to the United States. If you're born here, I'm sorry to break it to you, but you're not an African American. You're just a plain old stupid American like the rest of us. Now you understand? See where I'm coming from?
That's a great point.
Yeah, man.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying.
I totally see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Japanese, they don't speak
English. I wish y'all would call me a race for not standing for the white national anthem. Oh, you know what you're saying? Well, the main national, that is the white one.
No, it's not. That you're misrepresenting what the national anthem is. It's for everybody. You liberals misrepresent everything. It's the damn straw man, essentially. You turn everything into a straw man argument.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, I'm kind of fed up with you.
Who?
With you,
the colored people? Now, I was going to use the N-word. I'm getting pissed. I'm getting tired of you.
Stop. You stupid.
I got to come with some hatred on this shit.
You stupid, man.
Like, Kern Lake, she didn't stand for the... Because it's not a national anthem.
I mean, if you can kneel for the national anthem, why can't you sit down for the black national anthem? I mean... It's freedom of speech, right? You either believe in freedom or you don't.
That's another good point.
I'm telling you, man.
Man, you is on it today.
I am. Damn brush drop.
That's damn mic drop.
Yeah, brush drop. Yeah, if you can kneel for the national anthem, why the hell I got to stand for a black national anthem? Yeah. It goes both ways, right?
Y'all say.
See,
y'all,
the problem with you black people, y'all a bunch of communists. You're a bunch of dictators.
You're a bunch of hypocrites.
It's freedom of speech. If I can kneel during the national anthem, you best believe I can sit on my ass during the black national anthem.
But at the end of the day, it's not a national anthem. Y'all just labeled it that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the black national anthem. That's another misrepresentation. I guess it's just a song for blacks to make them feel more inclusive, because a lot of black people, they don't like the national anthem. They feel that it's for white people only because they're stupid and ignorant.
They're not stupid. They've been misled.
No, if you believe that, you ain't got no brain. No.
Hey, man, we're trying to get some black vote. You.
Yeah, I want the right kind of black vote. I don't want a bunch of idiots, you know? Because soon as you offend them, all they're going to do is go run for the left again. Soon as you say something crazy, you know? Soon as you make a joke and it hurts their feelings. You know what? I'm not digging the conservative movement. Yeah. I'm going back to the Democrats.
Yeah, see, y'all racist. Y'all don't really like my kind anyway.
Yeah.
Man, great Super Bowl.
It's a great Super Bowl, man. Don't get me wrong that, what's it called? The Negro National Anthem? Black National Anthem? It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
I'm not faulting the song. The lyrics are beautiful. I mean, the cause at the time when they wrote that song, it's a beautiful song, but it's not really the black national anthem.
You shouldn't call it the national anthem. You should just call it...
Call it what?
A Negro spiritual or something.
That's what it is.
But why are you singing it before the Super Bowl?
Well, it's a song they sing in America the Beautiful.
Yeah, that was...
That's about Ray Charles, man.
Ray Charles did that?
Yeah, the American Beauty. You never heard him sing that? I don't know if he wrote it. I think he wrote it. Hey, did Ray Charles write that? Oh, he did write it.
Another white man wrote that.
White man probably wrote that. But it was a beautiful song. Ray Charles made it popular, man. That's the only time I heard it.
Yeah, how long is this shit going to go?
What?
The black national anthem.
It's the Negro national anthem. Give it some respect.
You know, I'm tired of talking about this shit. Damn good show.